Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, I am laughing my ass off at this viral clip of the Dutch queen mocking Donald Trump in the way he speaks by pursing her lips when he turns away for just 1 second. Now, this comes off the back of a quite disastrous trip to the Netherlands for a NATO summit where Donald Trump repeatedly made a fool not only of himself, but of the United States. I want to walk you through it. I also want to add some substantive policy discussion because as funny as this clip is, and it is funny, it's going viral, Trump is also pushing through a bill that will hurt the most vulnerable populations. Trump is also doing things behind the scenes that's hurting Americans. Even his handling of the Iran-Israel conflict is going to hurt us long-term, hurt my generation long-term, and the generation of everybody watching this. So make sure you drop a like below. Hit subscribe to join the Adam Mockler feed. We are gunning for 1.5 million subscribers. We are building a media company that is lean and a machine that can punch back against MAGA. So join below. And before I even play this clip, I do want to make sure I'm talking about the dynamics Trump creates and how this trip played out. So before he even left the United States, he melted down on the White House lawn saying these countries don't know what the F they're doing because the ceasefire that he somehow like made up overnight, he thought he could just manifest it via Truth Social. This ceasefire, I say that loosely, was broken by Israel and Iran immediately. And then he freaks out on the White House lawn.
Happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have.
Yeah, dude, it's because you're weak and you let Netanyahu absolutely dog walk you and you are a joke of a leader. Trump's idea of being strong is a few things. First of all, sending out Truth Social posts, that's not strong, that is weakness. Secondly, he does these weird like bravado things where he's like, have you ever seen the Trump handshake? Look at this clip. The way he does these handshakes and he yanks on people's hands almost as if he took a class in the 80s, some business class, and they told him that if you want to establish dominance, you yank really hard. You see it right there again. He yanks on people's hands. He does it with Trudeau here. He doesn't let go. And that brings me on to what's going on in the modern day. Because imagine being a world leader at one of these summits, like the G7 or NATO. Imagine being Mark Carney, the successor to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Or imagine being Macron of France. Anybody. And you're a normal functioning human being, and you have to listen to the leader of the United States. Arguably, you know, like the leader of the free world, people would say, I don't know anymore about that, but he's just sitting there blabbering about how Putin is not that bad, attacking the media. I'm surprised these people's heads don't explode. Like, how is this the leader of one of the top countries in the world? And he's sitting there playing handshake games, yanking as hard as he can. I remember when this one went viral because Justin Trudeau walks up. Justin Trudeau puts his hand on Trump's shoulder. And what Justin Trudeau does is he makes sure that he can't pull it back. It's very, very interesting. I'm just picturing Justin Trudeau and his team or part of his intelligence team being like, now, what the other world leaders will do, like Donald Trump, they will yank your hand. You know this. So you need a counter tactic. That's also what Mark Rutte is doing, in my opinion, when he's kind of like flatulating Donald Trump, or he's flattering Donald Trump is the word that I'm looking for. Like, he called him daddy at one point. Trump is then asked about this exact thing later on.
It's from Sky News. Mark Rutte, the NATO chief, who is your friend, he called you daddy earlier. Do you regard your NATO allies as kind of children?
No, he like what is modern politics today? Well, how come at the NATO summit, after Iran strikes at The Hague in Netherlands, we're talking about Trump being the daddy? What the hell?
Likes me? I think he likes me. If he doesn't, I'll let you know. I'll come back and I'll hit him hard, okay?
No. He
did it very affectionately. Daddy, you're my daddy.
What is going on right now? I think the reason why Mark Rutte is acting like he loves Trump, he's infatuated with Trump, is not because he's some like MAGA supporter or Trumpian. I think it's because he genuinely wants to counter Vladimir Putin's flattery tactics. So he flatters Donald Trump. This brings me on to the Dutch queen, who's an absolute savage. Watch this viral. Watch this viral clip.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I could watch this on repeat over and over and over. She makes fun of Donald Trump And I mean, drop a like for that. Drop some blue hearts for that. Absolutely savage. We know that he purses his lips in a unique way. Even beyond this, I do want to talk about some substance while I continue to put this on replay. Because right now, Trump is trying to pass this big, ugly bill that would strip Medicaid away from the most vulnerable populations. Like, the serious policy critique on it is that it extends tax cuts from 2017, which wouldn't inherently be bad because it extends tax cuts for lower class people as well. But that's only temporary extension. So let me rephrase. There is a permanent extension of tax cuts for the richest of the rich. They will save hundreds of millions of dollars. And there's like a small temporary tax cut for middle and lower class individuals. So what would happen is, you know, the richest of the rich would save tens of millions, hundreds of millions over time. And it's like flaunting a $100 bill short term and being like, well, you save short term. No. You give permanent tax cuts to lower and middle class people, and the richest people get taxed more. That would be the ideal structure. But I mean, to make matters even worse, Donald Trump is stripping Medicaid away from the most vulnerable populations so that these tax cuts can happen. We can even talk about his handling of the war between Israel and Iran. He pulled the United States in. Now he's being combative with his own intelligence agencies, and he's trying to blame it on CNN and MSNBC. When it was CNN and MSNBC just sourcing, just quoting a Pentagon intelligence report.
So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that.
The worst part is Donald Trump is still allowing himself to get dog walked by Netanyahu. He posted recently, breaking news. I was shocked to hear that the state of Israel, which has just had one of its greatest moments in history and is strongly led by Netanyahu, is continuing its ridiculous witch hunt against the great wartime prime minister. Bibi and I just went through hell together, fighting a very tough and brilliant longtime enemy of Israel, Iran. And Bibi could not have been better, sharper, and stronger in his love for the incredible Holy Land. I mean, it's a long post, just glazing Netanyahu. Bibi Netanyahu's trial should be canceled immediately. I mean, listen. To the people who think that Trump and Kamala would have been the same on foreign policy, I know that these people, I don't know if these people watch these videos, but I've seen this on Twitter all the time. People say both sides are the same. You know, Democrats and Republicans, the same. Biden and Trump, the same. Kamala and Trump, the same. Please tell me that you think, do you really think Kamala Harris would have sent out a long post basically like brown-nosing Bibi Netanyahu? This is some insane shit, and this is almost more embarrassing than being made fun of by the Dutch queen. I mean, look at this. Look at this. You know she's been saving that up, and then she makes the little, it's all incredibly embarrassing, and this is just like surface-level stuff. I can go for hours on the terrible scandals throughout this presidency, from Signalgate to Elon Musk's Doge to Trump subverting Congress for the power of the purse and the power to declare war, Trump subverting Congress on many things and trying to undermine the Constitution. We can continue to go for hours, and we do. That's what we do on the show. I make 8 videos a day sometimes, 10 videos a day, where we relentlessly break down pro-democracy topics and how we can regain power, push back, and eventually restore our full democratic institutions. If you want to join, subscribe below. It's a long process. I can't do it alone. I do it with you all. Love you all. See you all in the next video, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.